start with tunnels, which I know prompts many calls to the show. A report by Mersey Travel claims that improving economy means a tunnel toll increase would be justified next year. At the moment, it costs cars £1.70 to cross the water. A spokesperson for the travel firm insists it's far too early to speculate, for Mersey Travel, it's far too early to speculate about a price rise and no decision has been made yet. But if tunnel tolls did go up, would you try to find another way of getting to where you needed to be? Or do you think an increase in tunnel tolls is acceptable? Our reporter Mark Gare put these questions to some local commuters.
The tunnels pay for itself several times over. And the way people who live on the Wirral are penalised for working in Liverpool.
So you don't think any rise at all is acceptable?
I think the past rises are totally unjustified.
How do you come? Do you drive over or do you take the train because of the tunnel rise?
I do both. I drive over and take the train over. But the cost of driving over now is ridiculous. We pay for a contract, you know. And, well, the way the prices have gone, it's been absolutely atrocious.
Second time in 2 years, I think, isn't it? Sort of, no, it should be free these days, of a sort. A lot of tunnels are losing charges, so...
It's
I drive
expensive.
In every day across to Crosby, so I find it a bit annoying anyway, as it is. So, yeah, any rise would hit me a bit harder, I suppose, so...
Now, if there was a rise, does it come a stage where you would have to review how you come over, or is there no other way?
You'd have to go by car, wouldn't
I'd
you? So you're
to.
Bound to it. You have to do what you have to do, so you've got to pay it, haven't
if
you?
If they put on more trains so I could get to Blundell Sands in time to actually get to my job, then fine, I would take the train happily, but there aren't enough trains.
The train service
time.
Is good, I think.
Is a rise acceptable in your view, then?
No.
No.
Absolute rubbish. They want to scrap them. It's disgraceful. The years have been charging tolls through that tunnel. Just goes up and up and up and up.
If it goes up, is it? You do say you come over in your car. I mean, does it come a stage where I'll have to take public transport, whatever?
I've been using the train for 3 years because of the toll fares, because it's cheaper on the train.
And does it impact on your working day because of that, or has it made no difference?
Well, it impacts because it's too expensive. You know, plus the parking's too expensive here as well.
But the train's a better option now for you?
Train's a much better option. When they're running, not justified at all. Too expensive, aren't they? Anyway, should have been paid for the tunnel long ago.
They'd be better not having tunnel tolls because it would encourage more people to select to go through.
So in your view, that the fact they might think of a rise, people are just going to not accept it?
Well, I wouldn't think so. I mean, people will obviously have to pay it because it's there, but they're not going to be very happy with it.
Well, Councillor Liam Robinson, Chair of Mersey Travel, in the studio. When are you going to make a decision about the tunnel tolls?
Well, good afternoon, Roger. The decision on any tunnel toll changes that may or may not occur would be taken in February as part of the budget-making process that we have to do for Mersey Travel. I think the key point to make, hand on heart, is that no decision has been taken, and we're having to look at all the different options that may be available to us as part of setting our overall budget. It's always very challenging and very difficult looking at any changes in costs, whether it's for the tunnel tolls, whether it's for some of the bus fares we control, or some of the other fares on the rail network and ferry network that we controlled as well. So we're having to look at all the different options, but I can assure you that, hand on heart, no decision has been taken at this moment in time.
Okay. We had an awful... When we said you were coming in, we had a great many emails about tunnel tolls. The main underlying one is, look, Mersey Travel's making a profit. You're not a commercial outfit, but you're making money. Why charge to use the tunnels?
Okay, well, the toll that we charge actually covers a variety of different things. It covers the actual staffing of the tunnels and the operation of those, making sure that we retain those as some of the safest tunnels in the world, which they are. We're very sort of proud of the safety record. We also invest a significant amount of the tolls back into the maintenance of those tunnels, and we spend in the region of about £15 million every year on maintaining those tunnels, which comes from the tolls. There's also still some outstanding debt. I heard from some of your contributors that you interviewed there talking about the cost of them having been paid off. Believe it or not, the mortgage that was taken out all those years ago still hasn't been paid off.
People don't believe that. That's the top and bottom of it. I mean, why is it not paid off? How many is it? 60 years or something? 50 years?
Well, it goes back to the start of last century when the Queensway tunnel was built, when we obviously extended the mortgage in the late 60s to do the Kingsway tunnel. That was extended accordingly, so it's predominantly from then. There's still over £40 million outstanding of debt that we have to pay off, and that isn't scheduled to be fully repaid until the middle of this century in terms of the debt repayment that we've got accordingly. So there's still a good segment of debt that we're paying off. And then it does make a surplus, but we invest all of that back into the transport network. And there's a variety of different projects around Merseyside every year we can point to which show how we've invested in that money. So I appreciate it's never something that is particularly popular with everyone, but overall we try to cut our cloth accordingly and make sure that any surplus that is made actually is reinvested to get the best deal for the transport network.
One of the many emails, you've half answered this as well, Ian emailed to say, if we were in London, the tunnel tolls would be integrated into the highways budget and paid for. And he adds that we have paid for this tunnel many times over already and were promised when built it will become toll-free when paid for.
Yeah, and I think I'd refer to that point that, yes, to our grandparents' generation, that was the promise that was made. But unfortunately, that sort of debt still is outstanding. I think there's an important point to make in the comparison with London or any other parts of the country, that actually it was our forefathers who had the insight to say, we need a road tunnel underneath the River Mersey, and they were the ones who went out and took out the mortgage on that. Actually, we don't get any funding from government or national agencies to provide the tunnels in the slightest, so we have to pay for it locally, and that's why there's a toll in place in this moment in time.
But should you not? I mean, it's interesting. You talked about the way they deal with the fire and the control of the. But, you know, we pay through our taxes for the motorway police, if you want to call them that. We pay for the fire service to go and get people out of cars when they're. Why is the tunnel any different? Should you not, therefore, or should your committee not be arguing with government and saying, come on, this is ridiculous? It's a major, major highway. Yeah. And it should be exactly like the M6 or the or the East Lancs Road.
Yeah. And I can assure you, Roger, we've made those protestations to government at numerous times in the past and continue to do so. And we always get back a very sort of strong response of, no, it should be locally run and locally managed. Because that's the case, we have to find the money to operate those. And we think on balance the fairest ways with regard to a toll rather than it falling on the toes of local council taxpayers, which would be the other alternative. So it's never particularly easy, but on balance we've got something that is slightly better than what the alternative might be if it was on council taxpayers.
Another email from Steve, who's a tunnel user. He mentions what Lord Alton of Liverpool said when the Mersey Tunnels Bill was heard. Quote, it is worth pointing out to your lordship, this is Lord Alton, that on an average day the 8 lanes of the Mersey Tunnels carry about the same traffic as the 4 lanes of the toll-free Runcorn Bridge. The Dartford Crossing has the same number of lanes as the Mersey Tunnels, but carries twice as much traffic. The case about congestion and overuse has not been made properly. In any case, toll increases seem to have little effect on peak-time traffic, and off-peak, the tunnels are underused.
Yeah, and I think there's some kind of valid points there. One of the things that does oversee the whole tunnel toll setting mechanism is what is called the Tunnels Act, and that is very prescriptive in terms of what we can charge and how we can charge it. So, for example, charging at different times of the day is something we currently can't do, because he makes a very good point there about when it's sort of quiet in the middle of the night. That's something that's challenging. We would like to look at if there's options that we could do something a bit different with regard to that as well. So there's some valid points there, but we are governed by an Act of Parliament, which, you know, is very, very prescriptive in terms of what we can and we can't do. But obviously, we have to take everything into the round before we make any decision on what may happen in the future.
It is very old-fashioned, the way you charge. I mean, there's contactless payment, there's ANPR payments that can be used, you pay in advance, like the congestion charge. Well, why aren't you looking at those kinds of things?
And those are things that we are looking at in a lot of detail. We do have our fast tag scheme, which is something that 40% of users use, and the vast majority of those people are local residents and local business people, and that does get you a reasonable discount. You know, it's £1.40 with a fast tag rather than £1.70 if you're paying the cash toll. But we're conscious that that was technology that was quite cutting edge in the 1990s. How can we improve it now? And things like contactless payment, for me, are things like a no-brainer that we should be looking at how we can integrate those accordingly, because that's how you do it on things like the M6 toll, for example. It makes it easier for people to go through, and that is something we're looking very, very closely at as we review a lot of the equipment on the tunnel plazas.
OK. First caller up is...